You there? Yep, this is Brian. What's going on?
Well, you can tell me why Cindy is telling me that I can only communicate in writing.
Well, that's, Chris, you need to treat people with respect.
Well, it works both ways. You have not treated me with respect, you're not going to get treated with respect in return. Sorry.
Well, I feel as if we have, Chris. We definitely have, and I'm not going to get into logistics.
No, you haven't.
We have.
No, you haven't.
We have. We're not going to get into that, but what's going on? If we can talk to each other civilly, I'm happy to help you out.
Okay, well, get my account taken care of.
Okay,
that's all I ask. That's all I asked for 6 hours ago. Instead, people treat me like shit. Give me the runaround.
Hey, Chris, you can talk to us. You can talk to us via writing, okay? You know what? We're not going to.
That doesn't work.
Hey, we're not going to.
That doesn't work.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to at this point because you can't treat people with respect, and you need to do that in order to get help. Okay. My employees do not need to be treated that way when you call in. Okay. That's bottom line. I have never spoken to you the way that you've spoken to me, and vice versa. We haven't had a single rep speak to you the way that you've spoken to us. So at this point in time, Chris, I'm going to tell you that you're going to have to communicate through writing. So you're,
I'm supposed to mail you a letter, wait till I get a response, mail you another letter, wait till I get a response, wait another, and we were going to go back and forth like that for weeks?
That's the situation that we've kind of put ourselves in by the way that we've kind of behaved thus far. So, at this point
really,
in time.
My services are down. My family is suffering, and you want me to spend the next month emailing back and forth. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I'm going to take this conversation. I'll give it to the Public Services Commission.
You know what, and you're fine. You're fine with doing that. They're well aware of the situation as well. And, you know, unfortunately, Chris, the way that you have treated our representatives thus far, and even myself, hasn't been the best. And honestly.
Well, I haven't been treated the best either. I've been lied to.
Okay, and we haven't. And I can assure you that. So. And I'm not going to get into that with you. So, I mean, at this point in time, if you want to get a turn-on for Monday, I'm happy to take a payment from you, along with a third of the deposit and a connection fee. But at this point in time, if you're not willing to do that, we're going to go.
Well, set up a payment arrangement, and I'll make a payment today.
Okay. So I don't have a payment arrangement to offer. I'm going to have you take care of the full past due amount. Correct. Yeah.
Full past due amount of what?
So your total balance owing is $139.67. Total past due is $126.42.
$126, and you're telling me I have to pay another deposit again?
No, I have to pay a deposit.
How much?
Right. Let me get that pulled up for you.
And let me remind you, my average bill is $13 a month, and you're going to ask me for a $100 deposit.
So it's your winter high bill. Yeah, so. Let me get it pulled up here for you.
Wonderful. Hey, what goes around comes around. That's all I got to say.
You know, and I'm comfortable with the way that we've handled business thus far.
Yeah, and I'm comfortable driving right past the Questar truck that's broke down on the side of the road in the rain.
You know, and I'm sorry that you feel that way. I don't know
well,
how
that's
to
the way I feel.
You, so.
That's the way I feel.
Well, you have every right to feel that way.
I have no respect for anybody. Anybody whatsoever. All I've learned from talking to companies like yours is that you take, you treat people like shit, and you take as much as you can.
All right, Chris.
And you don't give anything in return.
Hey, Chris, stop.
That's what I've learned, and that's how I'm living my life.
Okay.
To live with it.
Well, I'm gonna stop this conversation and not help you out if you're going to continue to do that, okay?
Hey, that's how I'm living my life for the rest of my life. That's what I've learned from dealing with your company.
And that's too bad. That's really too bad.
Well,
I feel bad for you.
That's awesome. Well, I don't care. I don't care at all about anybody.
Let's see here. So your winter high bill has been $73, and so I can split that up into installments of $25. So essentially I'm going to need the full past due amount of $126.42 plus a $25 deposit installment plus a $15 connection fee, so I need $166.42 to get you on Monday. And I'm happy to take that payment for you. Do you want to pay that with a card or a check? Or?
I told you, I can't pay that at all.
Okay. So the second that you can, make sure you give us,
Why don't you forward my account to your collections? Because I can't pay that amount. It's going to be 6 months before I can.
Okay. At this point in time, the 166.42 is the minimum that we need for a turn-on.
You're making that decision? You're the president of the company. You're refusing to set up payment arrangements on my account?
I am, correct, yep.
Okay, so if I call the president of the company on Monday morning and tell them that, you going to be okay with that?
I would be more than happy to, Chris. We have done everything that we possibly can do for you.
No, you haven't. You have not.
Okay, I'm not getting into this. When you pay the $166.42, you can correlate through email, and we can get you on the next business.
I can't correlate through email.
And that's the way that you're going to have to, by the way that you've treated our customers.
Well, I don't have access to email.
Then we'll look forward to talking and speaking with you through the mail.
Wonderful. This is how you treat people.
This is the way that we have...
My family suffered, and you're perfectly fine with that. That's fine.
What goes around comes
around. What goes around comes around. I hope we run into each other one day.
I hope
you're in a horrible, horrible situation.
You know what? Chris, have a good one, okay? Take care.